Welcome back to Sunny Side Up, where we serve wellness, looking at the upside. Today, I want to talk to you about some simple things as I continue to share simple things that you can do to improve your well-being. Is 6 things you could do daily to feel good about yourself and your life. This is courtesy today of the website Tiny Buddha. If you're not familiar with Tiny Buddha, I highly recommend you check out the website. They even have a Tiny Buddha desktop wallpaper that's quite adorable. So this topic is pretty simple, but then complex, because all we ever want is for someone to put their hand on our shoulder and tell us everything's going to be all right. But sometimes that's really hard. And it can take a really long time. And sometimes we can get stuck. But here are a few simple tips to get you through the COVID-19 pandemic, to get you to reconnect to people you love and value, and to love and value yourself. So number one, contact one friend or one family member each day. You can text, you can WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, but somehow have a connection. You know, God forbid you had a conversation on a phone or a FaceTime, but it can be just a few minutes. Ask them how they are. Ask them what's new. Ask them what you can do for them in this difficult time. You're not the only one who's isolated and maybe going through some painful, difficult times. The second thing you can do, very important, is develop an attitude of gratitude. I ask myself every morning what 3 things I'm grateful for the day before. And it kind of helps me start my day with the best set of intentions to be thankful for all the things that I have, simple and large. Seems my husband ends up on my list nearly every day. Some people write this down. Some people say it out loud. I use an app where I can type in there every day what it is that I do from the day before that I was grateful for. It's called 3 Good Things, and it's free. And it tracks. Do I keep up with this every day? Do I miss days? Number 3, perform 3 acts of kindness. This can be small, this can be large, but when we get caught up in our own selves, we often forget about the bigger perspective, the bigger world, the whole pandemic crisis that's going on, killing hundreds of thousands of people, affecting us all in a human condition that is unlike any other time in our recent history. So be kind. Be kindness obsessed. Think of others and feel the joy that it brings to them when you can make them smile. For example, when I go out to the store, which I recognize I shouldn't do very often, I always thank every single employee that I pass. Thank them for being there. Thank them for taking the risk of coming to work so that I could shop. I thank people who open doors for me. I thank people who push elevator buttons for me. Think of things that, you know, mean just a little something to you, and things that are helping others help yourself. Number 4, do 20 minutes of exercise that you enjoy every day. People often give up on their fitness plan because it's something they don't enjoy. Find something you love. Take a walk. Get outside. Move your meat any way you can. It's good for your physical health and your mental health. For me, I love to swim. I'm super sad all the pools are closed. I just got notice that our neighborhood pool will not open for the entire summer, and I think I cried a tear. But I'll find another option, an indoor pool, a therapeutic pool, some way that I can do my favorite exercise because it keeps me motivated. For example, I'm learning how to do Tai Chi right now, which I never would have expected in a million years. I'm actually enjoying it quite a bit. Concentrating, learning, getting some movement, accomplishing a lot of things all at once. Number 5, read aloud for 3 minutes every day. This one's a little bit difficult for me. But you should find something you enjoy and read aloud for 3 minutes or as long as you'd like. You could stand up straight and tall, take pride in your reading, like you were doing a book report in front of the class when you were a child. It can boost your confidence. And developing this habit will instill a bit of self-discipline. And it will also remind you to learn something new every day. If you read an article, a page out of a book, a motivational quote, it's something you can feel good about. Number 6, read fiction at bedtime. This promotes sleep, releases worry and anxiety, and allows you to unwind so you're ready to face the next day fresh. The imagination that can go on in the types of movies that are Harry Potter or the Lord of the Rings or, you know, fantasy shows where your brain is allowed to run free. That kind of book, that kind of thing allows your brain to turn on the ability to dream and release. It also helps you to turn off your silly mobile phone and your TV at least 1 hour before bedtime. I know I go to sleep to TV every single night. I'm trying really hard to break the habit. And yes, I have to confess, it's been Law & Order episodes night after night for literally 20 plus years. But something about that donk donk is a lullaby for me. But I'm working on this as a new habit. If you do all the above daily, you might start feeling the benefits. You might be able to tell yourself everything's going to be all right, no matter what's going on in your life. And after doing this for a while, it will be. Try the ones that work. Ignore the ones that don't. Take a pat on the shoulder for doing things for yourself, for taking good self-care, and that you can take care of yourself and feel better for being able to do so. Thank you for joining Journey to Joy's Sunny Side Up podcast. And have a great day. Sunny Side Up.